Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? You know, those old grudges, those what they did moments that just keep replaying in your head, weighing you down. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. Holding on to anger and bitterness can be like sipping poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Today, we're diving into a powerful Stoic principle. Cultivating forgiveness and compassion. Listen, forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions, it's about freeing yourself from their grip. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like clinging to a burning ember. You think you're keeping warm, but you're just getting burned. Let go of that ember, and you can feel the cool air of peace again. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and compassion. 1. Understand their perspective. This doesn't mean making excuses for bad behavior, but trying to see things from where they were coming from. Were they hurting? Afraid? Maybe their actions stem from a place of pain themselves. Understanding their motivations can sometimes lessen the sting of what happened. 2. Recognize your own role. This is tough, I know. But often, there are parts we play in conflicts, things we could have done differently. Not to blame ourselves, but to learn and grow. Maybe we were too quick to judge or didn't communicate clearly. Taking ownership of our part helps us move forward with greater clarity. 3. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck. You can't change what happened, but you can choose how you respond to it now. Practice mindfulness, bring your attention to the here and now. Feel the ground beneath your feet, the air on your skin. This helps break the cycle of rumination. 4. Practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but trying to understand their experience. Empathy can create a bridge where anger once stood. 5. Choose kindness. Even if it feels hard, choose kindness. A kind word, a gesture of understanding, or simply letting go of the anger can make a world of difference. It doesn't excuse the past, but it sets you free to move forward with grace. Think about that time someone wronged you. Maybe they said something hurtful, broke a promise, or just acted inconsiderately. How did you feel? Did anger consume you, leaving you feeling bitter and resentful? Or did you find a way to forgive them, even if it wasn't easy? Forgiveness is like a muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it gets. It's not about forgetting what happened, but choosing not to let it define you. When we forgive, we liberate ourselves from the chains of anger and resentment, allowing ourselves to experience greater peace, joy, and connection. Remember, letting go doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means releasing yourself from its hold. You're still allowed to feel your emotions, but choose not to be controlled by them. So, I want you to take a moment right now, close your eyes if you need to, and think about someone you've been holding on to anger towards. Perhaps it's a family member, a friend, or even a stranger who hurt you. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, can I choose forgiveness today? Remember, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or saying what happened was okay. It means choosing peace for yourself and setting yourself free. Remember, life is too short to be weighed down by anger and resentment. Choose compassion, choose forgiveness, and choose peace. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Don't forget to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts. What does forgiveness mean to you? How have you practiced it in your own life? I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for that daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.